He hardly knew this Colonel Parker, and he wasn't easy to like. Parker smoked big cigars that stank up their home. He was older than Vernon. He was blunt, saying whatever he wanted, even if it made people feel bad. He only seemed to care about money. Gladys worried about girls running after her son, tearing at his clothes. Would he be happy spending most nights on a bus, traveling from concert to concert? Gladys wanted him to settle down and start a family. Elvis adored his mama. Still, he ended up doing what his father wanted. In August of 1955, Colonel Parker became special advisor to Elvis. And sure enough, a few months later, Parker got RCA Records to buy Elvis's contract with Sun. RCA paid $35,000. That was more money than any other record company had ever paid for a singer. Some people at RCA worried that Elvis would be a flop. Maybe they had made a big mistake. They had nothing to worry about. Chapter 5. Hound Dog. Elvis's first song for RCA was about a man whose girlfriend had broken up with him. The song was slow and depressing, but Elvis sang it his way. His voice was low and quiet in parts. At other times, he shouted. The sound was raw and full of feeling. Unlike other rock songs, it wasn't fast or easy to dance to. People liked it anyway. Heartbreak Hotel soon came to be the most popular song in the country. That's how 1956 started for Elvis. He was just 21, but he was about to change music forever. Fame was going to change his life, too. After Heartbreak Hotel, Elvis had money. Lots of money. He bought Gladys a pink Cadillac and a new house for the Presleys with a swimming pool. Why did Elvis get so popular so fast? Television helped. Back in those days, there were only a few channels and a few popular shows. When Elvis appeared on TV, people couldn't believe what they were seeing. Popular singers didn't wear tight jeans and tight shirts. Nobody else had a greasy ducktail. Elvis got swept up in the music as he sang. His knees would shake. He'd curl his lip in a sneer. And then he'd smile a little and shut his eyes. He'd also move his hips back and forth. Grown-ups thought this was dirty dancing. People started to call him Elvis the Pelvis. They didn't want their kids to watch Elvis or to dress like him. Mr. Presley has no discernible singing ability, the New York Times wrote. Another newspaper had a headline that read, Beware Elvis Presley. What people said hurt Elvis. He wasn't wild. He still lived with his mom and dad. He just wanted to sing and make people happy. I don't do any vulgar movements, Elvis said to reporters. It's just my way of expressing how I feel. Steve Allen, a famous TV host, had Elvis wear a tuxedo on his show. He told Elvis not to shake his hips. Instead, Allen had Elvis sing his song Hound Dog to a basset hound, also wearing a tuxedo. The Ed Sullivan Show was a popular Sunday night show. When Elvis came on, the cameras showed him only from the waist up. If he wiggled his hips or shook his legs, the viewers wouldn't see it. In the end, it didn't matter what grown-ups thought of Elvis. The time was ripe for Elvis Presley. This was the late 1950s. Some young people were starting to rebel against their parents. Rock and roll was their music. Frank Sinatra was their parents' singer. Elvis was theirs. After Heartbreak Hotel, the hits kept coming. Hound Dog and Don't Be Cruel went straight to number one. Elvis Presley didn't create rock and roll. Bill Haley had a big hit with Rock Around the Clock. Chuck Berry, famous for his duck walk across the stage, sang Johnny B. Good. And Jerry Lee Lewis, who sometimes kicked away his piano bench when he played, was another rock and roll star. But Elvis, with his looks and voice, was much bigger than anybody else. For Colonel Parker, Elvis still wasn't big enough. He wanted Elvis to be king. And to do that, Elvis needed to be in movies. Chapter 6. Movie Star. Once again, Elvis's timing was right. The young actor James Dean had died in a car accident in 1955. Elvis was a great fan of Dean's. He had seen Rebel Without a Cause more than 40 times. James Dean and Elvis Presley were both young, handsome, and sexy. Movie producers were desperate to find the next James Dean. They thought Elvis might do the trick. Elvis signed a deal with a big Hollywood movie studio. In 1956, he arrived on the set of Love Me Tender. It took place during the Civil War. Elvis played a singing farm boy. Movie critics didn't like Love Me Tender. Elvis didn't know the first thing about acting. How could he? He'd never done it before. They also thought it was silly for his character to sing in the middle of scenes. Colonel Parker didn't care about the critics. Neither did fans. Love Me Tender was a big hit. Elvis's fans filled up theaters, many fans seeing the movie again and again. The movie people were excited. Here was their new James Dean. They were willing to pay a lot of money to keep Elvis Presley.